Assalamu alaikum and hi everyone, welcome to the third episode of Coffee Time with Technology. This time we're looking into yet another of the 100 innovations, that is Education Cities, which I've chosen from the 100 2018 list. It's a beautiful concept aimed at teaching the art of collaborations in schools and cities in the country and worldwide. It aims to find answer to a very beautiful question: how can one whole city become one big school in order to address the unique areas of interest of its residents, both children and adults? This concept was developed by Bat Yam, who belongs to Israel. What are the intended outcomes of this program? It aims to provide access to personalized learning, develop learners' lifelong learning, develop partnerships between schools and communities, improve professional collaboration, and provide access to ready-made curriculum-aligned materials. Okay, so what is basically the concept behind education cities? In education cities, what they believe is that every adult, every child, every individual is considered unique and different, and that each one of them brings something different to the world. Accepting and acknowledging each other's uniqueness is essential for the development of a healthy society. So at the heart of collaborations is actually creating a network of individuals who find and express their uniqueness while taking part in a shared creation, all for one and one for all. It further says that every city has some unique element attached to it. It has its strengths and areas of development. So a city that can link to its strengths and areas of growth to its population, students and adults, will produce strategically and meaningfully growth engines. Now, how do education cities turn one big city into a whole school? The education cities turn one big city into a big school by forming collaborations among different sectors of the society, which includes the different stakeholders. There are collaborations that are formed between the first sector, which includes the formal education, informal welfare, and employment and city planning people. The second sector is people from the business community. The third sector includes people from the non-profit organizations, and the fourth sector includes people from social business organizations that are active in the society. Main tools that the education cities uses to develop collaborations among the different sectors is called the Education Urban Innovation Lab. This basically serves as the main platform for nourishing and developing collaborations among the four sectors. It helps to narrow down the municipal challenges and basically encourages and empowers the individuals to tackle these municipal challenges at their own level. Individuals in the Innovation Lab are representatives from different schools, different organizations, government departments, businesses, organizations, welfare organizations, non-profit organizations, teachers, school heads, school leaders, etc. It is believed that it was difficult to handle municipal challenges in the beginning, and in order to initiate a groundbreaking education level project, State Department approval was needed, which was a long and lengthy process. Now, as a result of the education cities, mayors or education directors or local entrepreneurs do not need to wait for a nationwide process. They have the mandate and the right to implement innovation in education programs in their own areas. So basically, in an education city, in a school, in every classroom, every student is considered a teacher and every teacher is considered a student. Together, they work on a shared goal. They decide on school projects and work together on it. At the city level, the Innovation Lab deals with the city level challenges, which includes involving leaders, different stakeholders, innovators, dreamers, the crazy people who represent school firms, local entrepreneurs, firms, and different people from the business community. They learn together, support each other in implementing the plans and creating a shared network of collaborations. The entire city now works and functions as a big one school, which is not the end of the road, and the collaborations can grow now to both the national level as well as the international level. Now let's briefly look at the three criteria that the 100 chooses to select any project to become in the list of their 100 Global One Educations. As I shared in my previous podcast, 100 looks at three things in a global project: the inventiveness, the scalability, and the impact. Let's look at the inventiveness regarding this particular project. In the past, the education system has basically followed a jug and mug approach, simply transfer of knowledge. This means the education system gave out fish. At present, the education system is giving out fishing poles, which means teaching students how to learn and study on their own. In the future, teachers and students should go out and fish together. That means developing communities that help make the world a better place. Education cities uses a term, Tikkun Olam, which is a Hebrew term for making the world a better place. Okay, so what is the impact of this particular program? This program has had many successes in the past 8 years. BATYAM program for personal education was introduced. It focused on personal and social skills, which has resulted in training primary school and middle school teachers to adopt a humanistic approach in their classrooms. Over 8 years, it has been implemented in almost every class in every school in BATYAM. Scalability. The program Education Cities is not based on any marketing or advertising. Rather, it's complete fieldwork. Currently, there are 15 education cities functional in Israel because of the control that is shifted from the local from the state authorities to the local authorities. And now even the parents or the teachers can take an initiative and start a ground level education project. Okay, so how can you actually develop an education city in their own area? What are the 4 steps that the education city has followed? First, getting to know each other. Second, shared learning expeditions. Third, designing a unique model for innovative education. And fourth, implementing the connected education program. So what is getting to know each other? This is the first step to developing education system, which uses the Education Innovation Lab to bring together people from various departments, from various sectors together, who share their passion and their dreams and build cooperation among them, build together a plan and the result in nationwide agenda. In the second stage, the group which was developed and established in the first stage examines critically all the challenges. They select the areas of the activity, they set on a path for their journey, and they try to learn from each other. 3 circles are shared here. They share and learn from their personal experiences, they learn from their colleagues, and they learn from global innovations in their areas of interest. In the third stage, they practically design a unique model for innovative education. Based on the new knowledge that has been gathered in the learning phase, the second phase, a new model of education city is developed. They now deeply look into the budgets, the constraints, the urban state rules. Because of the network of the people, though these rules and constraints have minimized to a much larger extent. In the last stage, all the municipal education group members accelerate, work together, all the cooperators come together, and they connect the education system to create a smart city. They basically bring the new model into practice. For example, in Netanya, each school conducted a meaningful process of defining and expressing its uniqueness, which actually resulted in helping parents deciding the most suitable school for their children, and they were not forced to send their school to any school in the neighborhood. So how can we actually adopt the same model in Pakistan? Simply by bringing all stakeholders on board, sharing the idea, and developing an education lab in Pakistan. Step 2, developing school-wise projects and linking them to students' interests and their surrounding areas. 3, further exploration, including and involving the stakeholders in the education lab, resulting in a concrete and workable agenda. Step 4, implementing the plan, taking on board all the stakeholders, utilizing all the available resources. Step 5, piloting it in one of the schools or in one of the cities, reflecting on the pros and the cons, and then taking it forward from there. See, I firmly believe in Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences, when he says that each individual comes with a different set of multiple intelligences. So when we teach those kids with different intelligence in the school, the same content, the same skills, using the same skills, we actually kill the hidden potential in them. We do not give them ample opportunity to develop and further nourish their potential. I think, and I personally feel, bringing in a project like Education Cities in our schools in Pakistan, we will be opening doors for our kids and providing ample opportunity to not only develop as better citizens or global citizens, but we'll be providing help develop practical approach, a very practical and a beautiful idea and worth trying out in schools in Pakistan. What we all need at the moment is a dedicated team that can come together and start initiating such 100 innovation projects in different schools. So good luck. Check on the 100 organizations website, explore the idea further, and I'm sure it's workable and implementable in schools in Pakistan and will definitely have fruitful results in future. Till my episode 4 next week, Sunday, inshallah. Love you all. Bye-bye and Allah Hafiz.